I expect homework to come in on P. Doc Grosser. There we go. I expect homework to come in on P. Doc Grosser, and if you heard that 10 times at home, sorry about that. Is it actually doing something? Yes. Okay. We are going to start looking at JavaScript. Now, JavaScript is not Java. They are two totally different worlds. Java is a very highly sophisticated, object-oriented programming language, similar in some ways to C and C++. JavaScript is a scripting language that has become more powerful in over time. At first it wasn't, now it is fairly powerful. And it is embedded in HTML. And it's used mainly for web pages. Okay, so it is embedded in HTML. So that means that you can just write the JavaScript right in Notepad and put it up. Okay? There are expensive editors and some not expensive editors for using JavaScript. But at the beginning, I want you really to kind of learn to play around with the code. And so we're not going to use an editor. We're going to use Notepad or Notepad++. So we're going to go into Programs. And you can see where it says JavaScript down here. And the first one says hello.html. So that's the first thing to notice. The JavaScript has a .html extension because it is embedded in HTML. So I'm going to click on hello.html, and I got a page that says hello world twice. Okay, one of them in a pop-up and one of them on the page. And we are going to use pop-ups because we're kind of playing around with JavaScript. Out in the real world, they basically frown on pop-ups. So if they're not highly useful. The other thing is that Explorer gets very picky about pop-ups. So for this Java, my strong suggestion is you not use Explorer, especially if you've got a pop-up going on. So I'm in Firefox, and that works. So I'm going to click OK on this Hello World message, and I'm down to one Hello World. And I'm going to do View Page Source. Okay, so here is my JavaScript. Now, it can be embedded in HTML like what you wrote with a head and a body and all the rest, and we'll get to that. But in fact, it works if I just put HTML around what I want to do. So for at the beginning, I'm doing the simple part and saying, okay, we're just going to put this inside HTML. Now, in HTML, remember when we used CSS, we had to use a tag called style to let the browser know that we were not writing in HTML anymore, we were using CSS. Same thing here. If I am going to use JavaScript, I have to tell the browser about it by doing script and close script. So that tells the browser that I'm using script. And so it then converts over. Type equals text slash JavaScript. Again, is like the type equals with the CSS. Okay? So now I'm inside and I am doing two things. The document write is writing this line on the page. And the alert did the pop-up. Okay. So, document write writes onto the page. And what I'm writing there has to go inside parentheses. And because it is an alphanumeric literal, it also has to go inside quotes. So I'm saying alert, and I am putting it in parentheses. So if you look at anything, document right, and they describe document right, you'll see the two parentheses after it. And alert, you will see the two parentheses after it. So the document right and the alert are where I can put what I want to write and what I want to come up in the pop-up. And I have to put that inside quotes because it's a non-numeric literal. Notice also that each line ends with a semicolon. Okay? Now, it's somewhat forgiving about missing semicolons. And you'll find that every once in a while, you'll see an example of mine where I left out a semicolon and it worked because I was callous and it was forgiving. Okay? But on the whole, it's a good habit to get into putting the semicolon in. Okay, so you want to put in the semicolon at the end of the statement. So this is a very basic little script in JavaScript to say hello world and to put up an alert. Yeah?
Do semicolons only come after the parentheses?
Yes. Yeah. This basically, the semicolon says this line is done. That's its purpose. Okay, because I actually could write more than one command on one line. So it says mainly this command is done. Maybe it's a better word than this line, that this command is done. Okay. Questions? Okay. Then we will move on to the next one, which is multiply. So here again, I'm taking in data on these first ones with a pop-up. So this is a pop-up that's taking in data, and again, do not use Explorer. So I'm going to put in 5, and I'm going to put in 7. Okay, so I first put in 5, then I put in 7. And then I clicked OK on each of them, and here's my answer. Okay, which is 35. Okay. So, when you do a multiply, okay, I put in the 5, and then I put in the 7. And then I want to see the code. Okay? So I'm saying view page source. So, what have I got here? I have set up 3 variables. So, the top part there, I'm setting up 3 variables. Variable answer, variable first num, variable second num. And I'm giving each of those variables an initial value. And you saw that in a couple of things that I've had you do, where you've seen a variable being set up. Well, this is the way that it is set up in JavaScript, okay? JavaScript is very tight about some things, very forgiving about other things. So there are places where it allows you not to declare variables, and there's places where it absolutely insists that you declare variables. If you are doing a calculation, it wants the variable to be declared, but it may accept the declaration in the prompt, that the prompt is assigning to it, and it may accept that as the declaration. And I say may because it's somewhat browser independent, okay? Every browser has its own way of interpreting JavaScript, and that's why I said don't use Explorer. Some are more forgiving, others are more exacting. Okay. So I've got variable and I've set up 3 memory variables. Then I put up a prompt, and you saw the prompt, where I said enter the first number. And so the prompt said, do that, enter the first number, and I did, and it got stored in the variable first num. Okay, so I have answer, I have first num, and I have second num. And right now I have 0, 0, 0. Okay? Then I put up the prompt and entered the first number, and I entered a 5. So it goes there. Enter the second number, I entered a 7, and so that goes there. And then it says, okay, answer equals first num times second num, so answer became 35. And then I did a document write of answer. Okay, so I'm writing out the variable. I don't want quotes there. If I put quotes around ANS, what would I see on the screen? I'd see ANS. I'd see the word ANS. So I don't want to put quotes around that because I want to write out the content of the variable. Okay? So that gave me the answer 35. Okay. The next one is multiply answer, and this time I'm going to put in a 6 and a 9. And the only difference here is that my output, I have a literal, I have a comma as a separator. Wonderful. Okay. A comma as a separator, and then I said write out answer. Notice that I have a space before the quote so that it writes out the answer is space, so that I get the space up there after the is and before the number. Okay. And let's see that if it will let me right now. Nope.
Put the pen down and pick it back up.
That's what I thought I was doing when I walked away.
There you go. Smart words are finicky.
You noticed?
I went to Diamond, all the classrooms and all the teachers have a problem with them.
Oh yeah. Okay, so putting it down and walking away for 2 minutes didn't work. But putting it down and walking away for 10 seconds did. Makes a lot of sense. Yep. Okay. So, what do I do when I want to write something in JavaScript? Okay, so I'm going to take this code because I don't want to write it. And I'm copying and I'm going to put it into Notepad. Okay, so I'm pasting it into Notepad. I am doing a file, save as, and I am going to save it and call it first A15 .html.
So a Notepad and not Notepad
+++? Either one.
It doesn't matter.
So I'm saving it as first A15.html. And so I am going ahead and saving. So I'm doing a save on the root of my F drive. Okay. So let's do that again. File, save as. Okay. And it will save, but I wanted to take a picture. Okay, so now I've got it. So I can close up. I can come over here to File and say Open File, and I can go to my F drive, and I can look for first A15, and I can open it. And there it is. So it says, enter the first number, I enter 2, 5, and it gives me the answer is 10. Okay, so now I want you to write one. Make it do something a little different. Make it do a divide. Don't make it do an add. We'll get to adds in a minute. But don't make it do an add. Have it do a divide. Have it do subtract, whatever you want to do. Write out different words. But anyway, just play with JavaScript for a few minutes and do one. Any problems, Carolyn and I are here for just that reason.
Will this work even though I'm using just Notepad?
Yes.
I use just Notepad.
Wow, that's actually right. Now we can try to do something like this.
Okay. I came over here and said file, open file. And then I found it and opened it. And just clicked on it and it opened. Okay, file, open file, and I can open it. You can also go and click on it in Explorer or whatever. List of files.
Just go back in. You see the link there. So do files it as. And double it somewhere.
So you want to do a file save as and save it with an HTML extension, just like you did with your HTML. You've already done HTML and saved it with an HTML extension. Now you're going to save this with an HTML extension, and then you're going to open it.
Questions?
Didn't he have done this? Well, then this file would be easy.
I did, first 100 times, second 100, 600, 29,
60. Okay, go ahead. Instead of 2 times 3, you're going to do what?
I have a question.
Yeah.
Can I write a variable that I have in the string?
Say that again?
Say I have a variable.
Just write 100. I mean, if you want to write end of the first number, 100 if you wanted to.
I'm just adding a whole bunch of stuff. Oh,
just have a part of it.
Yeah, I just putting it.
Well, I mean, you could say enter and then put the 100 here and say enter 100 as the first number.
You see if that works.
It will. That should work. It did work. You didn't set it up right.
I'm not following what you want to do.
I want to put a variable in there. I think I'm missing a variable in here.
Okay, now prop is taking stuff in. It's not putting stuff out. Document write or alert are putting things out. Alert output.
I think it's on the prompt, maybe, but I haven't.
You might be missing end if.
Oh, I need to have an
app. I'm also, you getting it?
Yeah, go on. Just grab something in line.
That might be why.
End if.
Oh.
So you can put out
the alert. Yep, that was actually what I thought. If we doubt,
it's not freaking out.
I'm trying to think of the right word. Okay, let's see.
That closes the solid statement right here.
Yeah, that should.
So you want to say alert your
HP. Like that's literally that.
Oh, I see.
And then I think it will let you have two things. So the comma about the document writing.
I'm messing around with the JavaScript.
All of the variable and stuff is good. I think it's the same
as good.
Okay, questions.
Yeah.
Everybody okay on this? Okay, then we are going to move on, which is add number. So I'm going to put in a 5, and I'm going to put in a 6, and the answer is 56, which is clearly a problem. The answer is also 11, which is clearly okay. So I put in 5 and 6. So I put in a 5 and a 6. And so the first way I did it, I am seeing answer equal to 56. The reason is the plus sign means two things. It means add, and it means concatenate. And concatenate is putting two things together as one. So when I said take those in, it took them in fine, 5 and 6. And then I said answer equals 5 plus 6. And it said, oh, okay, and it concatenated them. So its default there was to concatenate. And when I did a document write, the answer is answer, I saw the answer is 56. Now what I had to do was convince the browser that I wanted to add. And the way I can convince the browser that I want to add is to do a parse float, which turns it into a number, and a parse float can be a decimal number. And by converting it to a number, then the browser says, oh, these must be numbers that you want to add. And so it does the add. Okay? Somebody stayed awake nights thinking this one up. All right, so we now have a plus that can mean add and a plus that can mean concatenate. And so we have to do something to help the browser figure out what it is that I want it to do. And the something is to do the parse float conversion on the numbers. And then it does an add. Now, this is where JavaScript gets really picky. Notice that parse float has a capital F, and it's gotta have a capital F. The command has to be written in lowercase with a capital F, okay? Essentially, you're gonna work almost entirely in lowercase when you're working with JavaScript, but there are some things like this where it converts over and says, no, you gotta have a capital F there. And the times that it does that is when it has essentially two words put together. And so it converts the first letter of the second word to a capital to make it clear that you got two words. Okay. The other thing you can see here is I want it to move down a line. So I did a document write BR. Okay, so it did a document write of BR, and it essentially does the brick. Okay, so I put it in quotes, which means that it is then confronted with the tag BR, with the less than and greater than symbols. And HTML, when it is confronted with the tag BR, does a brick. So it does a brick. Okay? And then I did another document write where I said the answer is other answer being the one where I did the parse float, and it wrote out the answer is other answer. Okay.
So what's parse float?
Parse float is a way of converting to numbers, and it flat parse float lets you convert to a decimal number. Parse integer will only convert to a whole number. But parse float, a floating number is a decimal number, basically. And so it converts to a decimal number. So that if I wanted to, and I want to run this again, I can put in 5.2, and I can put in 3.4455. Did I put a point there or a comma?
Yeah, 3 point.
Okay, it didn't look like a point when I looked at it. And it then does But notice the interesting thing here. I put in the numbers and it concatenated them together, 5.23, and it concatenated them together. 5.23 and then, or 5.2 rather, and then 3.456, and it concatenated them together. Down below it did the add.
Okay, so it's part of the flow pretty much.
It makes it do the add. Parse float makes it do the add.
Oh, okay.
Okay? Without the parse float, it defaults to concatenate. So concatenate is putting two things together as one, and that's where it defaults to. Okay, so Now the next one is ad number continued, 55 apparently, and 2. Okay, these are some other ways that you can do it. Parse float is one way you can do it. Putting a plus sign and then putting the number in parentheses is another way you can tell it to convert. Writing the word number is another way you can tell it to convert. So those are just some alternative ways that you can tell it to convert. Using the plus sign or using number with a capital N. Okay. So on these, I did the first one. It did a concatenate up here, 55 and 2. It did a concatenate. Then I converted it using float and wrote it out, and I got 57, 55 plus 2. I put the plus in and wrote it out, and I put the number with a capital N in and wrote it out. And you can pick and choose which one you like. Okay. And I entered 4 as the first number and 7 as the second. And then I am entering what I want to do, which is to multiply. And 4 and 7 is 28. Okay, so now I'm getting into an if statement. Okay, so I said first number, second number, and then what to do is a prompt where I said enter an asterisk or a slash. Because I want to either multiply or divide. Okay, so then I came out and I said if what to do equals. Now we're getting into another peculiarity here, okay? Equals means a sign. A single equal sign means I want to assign something. So when I do a calculation or take in a prompt, enter the number, assign it to first one. Prompt, take in something, assign it to second one. So an equal sign is an assignment sign. If I want to compare, I use two equal signs. So a comparison is two equal signs. So here I'm saying I want to check and see if what to do is equal to a asterisk. I want to check and see if what I entered when I put up a prompt and assigned the answer to what to do. Now I want to compare what to do to an asterisk. So I'm comparing to see if they're equal. Okay. So now I'm getting into an if statement, which is asking a question, and we'll look at the flowchart of this in a minute. And then we're saying else, do a divide. Now, notice that inside this is what I want to do if the if statement is true. And I enclose that in curly braces. Okay, I could have 20 statements there, all of which I want to do if what to do equals an asterisk. So I put everything I want to do if what to do is equal to an asterisk inside curly braces. Down here, I have the false, and I am putting the divide inside a set of curly braces. Notice there is no end if. And the reason there is no end if is the last curly brace set. That will tell me that it's the end of the if. Okay? When I hit the last curly brace, it knows that it's done. Okay. So there is no end if when you're using curly braces. Languages, a lot of languages use curly braces, a lot of languages use end if. And that varies from language to language. But this is in the family that uses the curly brace. So I'm saying if what to do, and notice the condition is enclosed in parentheses. If it is equal to asterisks, do everything within the curly braces. Else, do everything within the second set of curly braces. Okay. So, if we go back, before I get into the flowchart here, if we go back and we look at multiply answer, which was one of the first ones that we did. Okay, if I decided that I wanted to write a flowchart for the logic to this, I would have...
Yes. Old link here, come back.
Okay, now what magic do I do to make that not happen?
I have no idea.
Me either.
I've never saw that one.
Oh, it does periodically. Okay, decided to behave. So I can say up here, assign my variables. Then I can put up the prompt. And a prompt tends to be I/O, input, output, tends to be written in a parallelogram. So that is an I/O statement. It's an input statement. I'm asking for information. Then I have second num that I'm going to take in. Then I calculate the answer. And then I do a document write. And then I'm supposed to have a little sign that comes up and tells me I can continue, but I don't see it. So I'm going to write out answer. And then I claim I should have a little circle down there, but obviously I ran out of space and it didn't give me the thing that it's supposed to give me, or I swear it's supposed to give me, that tells me that I can keep going. So that is a very basic flowchart with nothing but sequence going on. There's no decision, there's no loop, it's just sequence going on. In your homework that you are going to have at the end of today, most of them are like that. The last one needs an if statement, but the rest do not. Okay, so now I'm going back to math answer. Enter the first number, yes. Enter the second number, yes. Enter an asterisk, yes. Okay, and I am going to have this code. So here, what I'm going to do is I'm going to start. I'm going to declare my variables. I'm going to do a prompt to get first num. I'm going to do a prompt to get second num. I'm going to do a prompt to get what to do. And then I've got a decision to make. So I'm going to ask, is what to do equal to an asterisk? If it is, then I'm going to do an add.
No, you need to multiply.
You're right. Why not do an add? Somebody was paying attention. I'm going to do a multiply to get answer. And I can write anything in here that tells me what's going to happen, but it would be nice if it was accurate. I can write in here first num times second num equals answer. I can, whatever's going to help me. And I just basically didn't want to write that because I knew that I was going to run out of room. Okay, so then over here, if it's a no, I'm going to do a divide to get my answer. I'm done here. I'm going to do a write. And I am going to write out answer. And I am done. Okay, so I'm done at this point. And that could have been an oval. Either one will work. But I'm done. Okay?
Now, where it says if what to do, now does it have to be two equal signs or can it be one?
In the flow chart, it doesn't matter. I mean, it doesn't matter what I put in the flow chart. Over there, it has to be two equal signs.
Has to be two?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here, I'm writing more in English. So I put one equal sign. If I want to remind myself, putting the two equal signs is probably not a bad idea because it kind of reminds me that that's what I'm going to do in the code. But the flowchart is non-technical in the sense of it's there mainly to help you when you go over to write the program. Okay. So maybe putting the two equal signs there is a good idea because it reminds me I'm going to have to do that. Okay, so what happens here if I put in a plus?
It divides anyway because you specified that.
What did I just do? Yes, go ahead.
You specified it to be either asterisk or not.
Right. So I put in a 6 or a 2, and I'm putting in a plus. And at that point, when I put in the plus,
it was like, this isn't an asterisk, so I'm going to divide.
That's right. So I put in a 6 or a 2, and it did a 3. It came back with 3. Because the only question I asked was, if what to do equals an asterisk. Anything else takes the else. So if I put an A there, it would have done the else. If I put a plus there, it would have done else. If I'd written out a word, it would have done else. Whatever I put in there, it would have done else. Because I'm saying here, if what to do equals an asterisk, then do a multiply. Else, meaning anything else. Okay? So, now let's take this and fix it up. So I'm going to open Notepad, and I'm going to paste that in, okay? And file, save as, add a15.html. Okay, so if I want to fix this up, I don't want the else to automatically do that. So I am going to put in another if statement. And I'm going to say, if what to do is equal to a slash, okay, then what I want to do is the divide. Else, if it is not equal to a slash, I want to, let's say I'm going to just put a 0 into answer. Am I done? Okay. Am I done? Does this look like it's done? You know it's a quick trick question, right?
Never done.
Okay. What I'm getting at here is, if I look here, there's an open and a close.
There's an open and open.
Here's an open and close, here's an open and close, but what about that open? It never got closed. So I need to have a curly brace down there to go with it. And I'm very serious when I say I always count my left curly braces and my right curly braces to see if I come up with the same number.
If you do it in Notepad++, it'll highlight the
yes. Yes. Notepad++ is very friendly in that way. Okay? But I need to have the other closed curly brace here. Now, does JavaScript care that I indented here? No. Do I care? Yeah. Because it's a lot easier for me to understand. So what I've got here, if I just look at the decision, I've got is what to do equal to an asterisk. If the answer's yes, I'm doing the add. Begin answer. If the answer's no, I'm asking is what to do equal to a slash. And if the answer's yes, I'm doing a divide. And you didn't catch me that I wrote add again.
Sorry, I was typing.
It should have been, I did a multiply to get the answer.
You really want to add today as well.
I really want to add. And if I get a no, I'm just going to say answer is zero.
You can change it to be syntax error.
Yep, I can change it to anything I want, but I'm just keeping it simple. Okay, so I have answer equals zero, or I could write answer equals in quotes error. And that would work just fine. Okay, so in this case, I've now got what we know as a nested if statement. So I've said, if what to do equals an asterisk, do a multiply. Else, if it's a divide, do a divide. Else, do whatever. Okay, do whatever to indicate. So, now your job is, let's change this to the prompt where they can enter add, subtract, multiply, or divide. So I want to increase this flowchart, so if it's not a slash, I want to ask, is it a plus? If it's not a plus, I want to ask, is it a minus? So I want all four options there. So, that's your job. Get to work. Okay. I want to add in plus or minus as well to my prompt there. And then instead of just doing this, I need to start asking, is it a plus and is it a minus? You might think about drawing out the flowchart. Except I'm not completing it right now. That's your job. Okay, so try coming up with, please, that program. if you want to take it one step at a time, do the plus first and then do the minus next. Get the plus working and then do the minus. And I would copy and paste this code. Or the original code. You can't copy and paste this part. You gotta doctor up part of it.
But the original code was there that you could copy and paste to get started. So you don't have to do the prompts or anything like that.
If for some reason you can't get onto the computer, pull out a piece of paper and try writing it out. In other words, I want you to do something. Does that mean you got it done? Yeah? Sorry, look bored, please. Does your addition actually add, or does it concatenate?
They were just making the two numbers like one whole number.
It was concatenated.
So I just added parse floor and actually added.
That's right.
It was just.
I'm going to give you a few more minutes to do this. If you're done and you're bored, you can always start the homework.
Yeah.
I never did test that. Did mine work? Pardon me?
You have to use parts full for your return?
No.
No. Just for addition.
Just for addition. Wait a minute. Mine isn't right. Did I do the right thing? Oh, I'm running the wrong one.
Oh.
I didn't save that one, apparently. So I need to save it. File, save. Okay, so now if I refresh, 6, 7, whatever, 0, yes. It works. Okay, so what you're going to end up with, hopefully,
it's not being threatened.
Huh?
This is not being able to threaten on the smart board.
Ah, come on. Okay.
It's just not working with you.
It has its days.
Nope, it's not gonna write.
No, you're right.
Just put it down and pick it back up like twice, I think, if it doesn't match.
Yes.
Smart board, why are you not smart?
Okay, so we're going to do it over here, which actually, if I do it here, it lets me draw. So my if statement, again, is going to be, is it a multiply? If it is, then I'm going to do the multiply to get answer. If the answer is no, then I'm asking, is it a divide? And if it is, I'm going to do the divide to get the answer. And if not, I'm going to ask, is it a plus? And if it is, I'm going to do the add to get answer. And if it isn't, I'm going to ask, is it a minus? And I will do a subtract to get answer. And over here, I will put out the answer zero or answer error or whatever it is that I want to put out. And this time I'm saying I can extend, okay. So, this is the flow chart that we should have. And that really is a Y. Okay, so that's the flow chart that we need in order to do this. Okay. So if you are having problems doing it, there's a little bit of help, yeah.
Why does the if no answer equals zero? How would we not put the answer?
Well, you want to put something up there. You could put up the word error if you wanted to. But you want to do something.
Instead of a The fool's up with like A instead of a symbol.
I've heard
right.
Alpha.
Well, the person that just hits the wrong key by accident doesn't have to be a fool. It can be an accident. So, I just said answer zero there, or I could have said answer error, or whatever I wanted to say there. Okay, so now if I come down and I look at the code for this. And we kind of can see. Okay, so what am I going to do?
You're going to get rid of that answer equals zero and put in if what to do equals quote plus.
So if what to do equal
quote plus
a plus.
Close parenthesis.
Notice, by the way, that I do not have a semicolon after my if statements. And the reason is that it's not done. I have it after my calculation because that line completes the calculation. But with an if statement, I have else's. I have do this if it's true, do that if it's false. So the else is not done. So I don't put a semicolon after the if statement. Okay, so if it's plus, okay, somebody else tell me what I should put on the next line. Somebody? Okay, but first, what do I need? This. Right? Okay, that's automatic. Not so much. Okay, so I'm writing answer equals what? Okay, I can do any one of those. I'm doing parse float. And then I'm going to do first num. Okay. So parse float first num plus parse float second num. Right? And then I put a semicolon after it. That's right. I have to do this. And now what do I code? Else. Okay, somebody around here. Tell me what to do next.
If.
Huh?
If. What to do equals.
Yeah, not you.
None of them want to do it.
I don't care whether they want to do it or not.
Listen to all this there.
Oh. Okay, somebody back there. All right, you.
If
you laugh too loud, that's really realize.
I'm sorry, so loud. If O parentheses what to do equals.
Okay, if wait a minute, slow down. I don't type as fast as you talk.
equals goodness minus. Oh, you have single quotes instead of double quotes.
Actually, I don't think it doesn't care. I don't either. Some languages I use single, sometimes I use double. Okay, and then what? Keep going, you're on a roll.
New curly brace, yep. Answer equals first num minus second num. Semicolon, close curly brace.
Okay, now what? Somebody else.
I have a question, actually.
Okay.
For the subtraction thing. I also used the parse float with it. I'm not sure if that's like...
not required, but it never does any harm. You can use parse float all over the place. I'm too lazy. But The only time, you know, the only confusion it has is between meanings of the plus sign, okay, whether it means add or concatenate.
That's the
only
thing.
Why would you ever want to concatenate the numbers?
You may want to concatenate just anything, but you may want to concatenate numbers if for some reason. I have no idea either.
We might not use the numbers when we want to concatenate. You could put two words together and add the plus sign.
Right. It doesn't have to be numbers. Or it can be a number in a word. Okay, so now I'm putting in what, somebody?
Else.
Else.
You would totally bracket.
Yep.
Answer equals, in quotation marks, not valid.
Okay.
Semicolon.
Okay.
And curly braces.
Okay, now what? How many more curly braces do we have to go? Okay, so I need one here that ends that one. What else do I need? How many more?
You need another one from the if one to do equals.
Right.
Plus.
I think we got them all now.
Yeah.
Yep, that's four. Plus three, rather.
Okay. So, I've got, if I look at my curly braces, I've got these two go together. This one goes down with that one. Those two go together. This one goes down with that. Go together. This one. So, my curly braces are lining up correctly. I really think, as I said, you're not required to do the indenting. You could write this all against the left wall. But figuring out what the curly brace situation is when you put it against the left wall is...
I can't get my my answer to write the string from not putting it out.
Pardon me?
Like when I put my answer equals error, or the else after the minus sign, it just comes up that way.
Okay. Okay, so now let's see if we did it right. It was your fault if we didn't. Okay, so in the prompt, I'm going to say enter a plus, comma, minus. Yeah, plus, comma, minus. Okay, so that I have telling them basically that I want to enter any one of those things. What is the double quotes over here for?
That's for when
that's for blank.
That's a blank.
Yeah.
Notice with numbers I put a zero in as the default. So if I run it, the prompt will come up with a zero on first number, a zero on second number. It will come up empty on the what to do. Okay. And they do have to match. Okay, so let's try running this. File, did I save it? That would be good if I did. Save as. Add A15, okay. So I'm gonna come in here, and there's add A15. So I'm gonna refresh, and it says enter the first number. So I will enter an 8, I will enter a 4, and I'm going to do an add. And it came up with 12.
Hello.
So we got one thing working correctly. Okay, now the point is, I have to test every possibility. So I have five tests that I've got to do here. I've got to do the plus, the minus, the times, the divide, and something wrong. Okay, so I need to test this five times to make sure that I got it. Okay, so the next one, I'm going to say, okay, put in a 6. Put in a 4, 3, put in a subtract, and 6 minus 3 is 3, so that one worked. And now I'm going to put in a 6 and a 7
and a ampersand, and it said not valid.
Awesome.
Okay? So that's working. Now I've got to try it with the multiply, even though the multiply was working before.
It might not work now.
That's right. I may have messed up something such as is not working. It's okay. And then we're going to refresh one more time and do the divide. 6 by 7.
Nope.
You're right.
First number.
Thank you. 7. And that gives me a really neat decimal. Okay?
Which we'll assume is correct.
Which we'll assume is correct. So, basically, we have tested everything, so this appears to be working. Okay, so now we're going to go back and look at your homework assignment. You have 5 programs you have to write. I want flowcharts or pseudocode. Very frankly, pseudocode is easier if you don't want to take pictures of screens, etc. Number 4, I meant to put on and forgot that I extra credit if you tell me both the numeric and the letter grade. And that would involve if statements similar to what we did today. So extra credit on number 4, and I will put it up there, but extra credit on number 4 if you give the numeric grade and the letter grade. Okay. And the letter grade would involve some if statements. Okay. Number 5. You're supposed to enter the number of hours the employee worked. So let's say they worked.
How do we find more? How do we find more
upgraded?
Yeah. You're going to make up.
These don't have to be actual real things that you.
Yeah, you're just testing. So put in some grades. And in fact, you should test a couple of combinations and see if it's working correctly. Okay, I'm going to copy that because I do want to actually write about that. Insert a blank page. Ta-da. There we go. So, the number of hours the employee worked, let's say 50. The number of hours the employee is contracted to work before they receive overtime, so let's say 40. Okay? So they're contracted to work 40 hours. So how much overtime have they got?
10.
10 hours of overtime. I want you to do it that way. I do not want you to take in the number of overtime hours. I want you to do the calculation, which is take in the hours worked, subtract the number of hours contracted to work, and the difference is your overtime. Pay per hour. And then the rule for calculating overtime. If you want, you would have the person enter, if they get time and a half, they would enter 1.5. If they get double time, they would enter 2. You want to give them 3 times? Go ahead. But you have to have 1.5 and 2 in there at least. So that's the information that you're going to take in, okay? And then you are going to calculate.
Do you want to, I'm not sure if I'm hearing you right. You want us to do a flowchart or a pseudocode. Can we also, if we want, choose to do HTML?
You have to write the program.
Oh, okay.
Okay. You have to do, at the beginning, you have to do either a flowchart or a pseudocode.
You want to see our thinking and then.
And then you have to get it working.
Gotcha.
Okay. You're going to send them all to me and I'm going to run them and see if they work. And if they work, then you're in good shape. If they don't work, you'll hear from me. Okay? So we want them to work. So we're going to go in and we're going to figure out. You should ask a question to determine if the employee worked over their contracted hours. Okay? Because if they didn't work over their contracted hours, then you can do a simple calculation. You can decide how you want to handle it if they, let's say, were contracted, if you put in a 30 for the hours they worked and a 40 for contracted, you decide, I didn't say, whether you're paying them for 40 or paying them for 30. Okay? So that's your decision to make. All righty, we're done.
Very good.
I had one more minute.
Uh-oh.
Since they added 3 minutes to our time.